Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are you a veteran and you don't own a home? Or are you a veteran and you do? Did you know that you have special VA financing that is available to you? I can tell you, bar none, that it is the best financing available. If you have a VA loan right now and you've got some debt, it's a great time for us to take a look and see if we could pull out some money to pay those debts off. The VA will let you go up to 100% in your financing. If you don't own a home today, VA is going to let you go to 100% in your financing. Zero down payment. Give me a call. Let's talk, you and me. 844-935-3634 or go to the website mortgagemomradio.com and click on Contact Us.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. I offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.
Do you know what would happen to your kids if something happened to you today? Do you have a written legal plan? Hello, I am the estate planning mom. My name is Krista Hermance, and I am an estate planning attorney. At Hermance Law, we focus on educating and planning for parents with minor children. Planning with minor children can include nominating guardians for your kids, including short-term guardians, so your kids do not end up in child protective services. Also, maybe having a will or trust where you can plan how your kids would receive money, like life insurance benefits. Without a legal plan in place, a court who does not know you or your kids decides everything with no input from you. I know it's hard to think about, but it's so important. We are here to make the process easy for you. For more information, text WILL to 474747 or call 805-518-9633. And remember, estate planning isn't just for the wealthy. It's for any parent that wants to put a plan in place to protect their kids.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
This is Debbie Marcoux, host of the Mortgage Mom Radio Show. And what do I do every week? Well, I talk to you about your family, your future, and what comes first. And you know what a lot of that is your finances. What is more important than making sure that you can afford your payments and that you're not paying too much in interest? Well, right now, my guys down at Tustin Buick GMC, they have 0% financing on a Yukon up to 72 months. More than that, mention Go Country or The Mortgage Mom and get $4,500 off the MSRP along with your 0% financing on that Yukon. They've also got 0% for 60 months on select model Sierras for all my cowboys out there, and 0% on the Encore if that Yukon's just a little too big. Go see them. Go to Tustin Buick GMC or TustinGMC.com.
Tustin Buick GMC, lower payments guarantee.
Well, good morning and welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux and I have got Heidi Slegel Points with me.
Good morning.
I know you love it when I do that. So should we just call you Heidi Points?
I think Heidi Points would be sufficient. Yes.
Yeah. So this is the beginning of the show. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. You guys tune in every week here at 7 o'clock on Go Country 105. And you guys learn all about mortgage and finances and what's best for your future and your family. And that's what we're trying to bring to you. We're trying to help educate all of our listeners to make sure that you're making the right decisions, you know, with all of your financing. So, you know, whether that comes down to your homes or your cars, we recently did, you know, the piece with Tustin Buick GMC. That was pretty cool. They actually saw them this week at a Go Country event, and they did tell me that they're going to continue to run the 0% financing on the Yukons for the 72 months. And also, if you guys do go into their dealership and you mention Mortgage Mom, they are giving you $4,500 off of the MSRP. So to get the, you know, price break and the 0% financing, that's pretty amazing. I can't offer that by doing a refinance for you and having you pull out money to go pay for the car in cash. Obviously, 0% is something that you just don't want to get away from. So regardless of what it is, we're always talking about things that are going to help you, benefit you, and put you into a better position for tomorrow. Today, we're going to talk all about, you know, we've done a lot for veterans and VA loans recently. So we're going to talk a lot today about conventional, jumbo, what is the difference between conforming loan limits and conforming high balance. We're going to get into all of that. So if you guys want to, you know, learn more about conventional loans and, you know, interest rates, refinances, purchases, down payments, stay tuned. Don't go away because we're going to get you guys all up to snuff on that one. But this is our catch up with mom time. So let's catch up. How's your week been, Heidi?
Well, my week has been interesting.
Yeah,
I guess we'll say the least.
Fill us in.
Well, you know, we had an incident in our house this last weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Talk about that, because that's actually that kind of feeds into, believe it or not, everything that we experience here at Mortgage Mom Radio and as moms and families and homeowners. Helps listeners, right? It's so important. This piece is really important with your insurance.
It is. So you listeners probably don't know about me yet is I like to rescue and save animals.
She has a lot of them.
I do. We call our house the little petting zoo. So Deb makes fun of me, but I do. I'm definitely.
And I don't visit because I'm allergic to her house.
Yes. Deb is allergic to my house, though my house is very clean.
Yes. No. It is. But I literally walk through the door and I'm dying. I'm just an allergy ridden animal type of person. So,
but my husband makes fun of me. I do. I rescue animals. All of our animals have come from the pound. So we recently rescued this beautiful Queensland Heeler. Great dog, Jack, super sweet, but definitely had been abused before we got him. And he was very nervous around men. And we had him for a few months. And unfortunately...
Well, wait. And let's back up for a minute, though, because I actually watched you guys take him through training courses, too.
Yeah, we did try and take him through some training courses, and he was doing great. And he loved our son. He would literally follow our son everywhere, be right by his side. You could tell him to sit, stay. He'd give you hugs when you told him to. He was doing fantastic, but still very nervous around men. And unfortunately, a good friend of mine had come over on the weekend to pick up a bed we were getting rid of for his daughter. And my son had opened the sliding glass door and the screen, and my husband and I were outside, and our dog just attacked him. And luckily he's okay. He's fine. But it just was something that we can't have. You know, it's very dangerous. And
but he got hurt.
He did get hurt.
Yeah.
Our friend did get hurt. So he and it was there was no sign. There was no growling, no barking, no nothing. And our friend got hurt. He ended up in the urgent care and he's still recovering from it. And, you know, the dog did some damage to him. So, you know, luckily we do have insurance and, you know, thank gosh for us. It was a close friend of ours. So we got very lucky.
Yeah. But something definitely to keep in mind, because like you said, there wasn't a single sign. He had been doing really great. Yeah. He loved your son. He was a happy dog.
Yeah.
A little bit nervous, but that's to be expected when they're coming out of the pound and they're a rescue and they've been abused in the past. And so you're trying to get him through all of that and get him to trust. But the scariest part of the whole thing is that there was just no sign.
Nothing.
There was nothing that even would have alerted you to grab him or stop him.
No.
And he just literally attacked.
And Queensland Heelers are herding dogs, right? So, of course, he attacked the ankles and the legs, which is very common for them to herd, is normally they'll snip at the back of the animals that they're herding. And he did do damage, which unfortunately for us, we just, you know, can't have around the house. We do have a lot of kids that come and go and friends and stuff. So make sure when you are getting, I'll go into it right now. Make sure when you are getting home insurance, you're being 100% honest about what you have in your house. We have to tell our insurance, like, we have dogs, we have this, we have that.
Well, you have dogs, you have cats,
we have turtles. We have cats, we have tortoises. that's the extent of it.
Wait, is there a difference between a turtle and a tortoise?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Turtles are water
animals. All right.
tortoises are land.
Okay.
They do not swim.
Okay.
So like if our tortoise ends up in the pool, they will just sink like a rock.
Okay. Can they breathe down there until you get to them? No?
No.
No.
Oh, no. No, they can't.
Okay.
So luckily ours are smart enough. They don't go in the pool. But yes, so there's a difference.
Yeah, but if your insurance company doesn't know that you have these dogs and then you need to make a claim. So
right.
your friend had to go to urgent care and he had to get checked out. So there's a deductible for that, which obviously, you know, you're going to be responsible for.
Right.
If, you know, he did do some damage to him, that he does have some, you know, the dog clipped a nerve when he bit him.
Right.
And so he's got, you know, some lost feeling to his foot, which thank goodness the doctor said will probably come back.
Yes.
They anticipate within a couple of days he'll be able to feel that foot.
We're very lucky because the damage, though it was bad, you know, as far as we could see, turned out to be minor.
But had your insurance company not known that you had dogs.
Had we needed to file with our insurance and didn't know we had dogs, it would not be covered.
Yeah. And I believe you even have to specify the breed that you have.
You do. So they do ask you what kind of dog you have because certain breeds are not covered with certain insurance companies. So you have to be very clear and you have to make sure that you're covered. You have to make sure you tell them what you have. And I've always been honest about it because in the past I have had pit bulls. They've always been great with me. I've always been very honest, but a lot of insurance companies will not cover them because they are considered dangerous breed.
Right, right. So, well, and in this situation, you know, had that been, you know, a postal worker or UPS or something, you know, I mean, you could have been in a position where they were suing you and they couldn't go to work and they were going to sue you for the time that they couldn't work. They were going to sue you for the amount of, you know, the medical bills. They might have sued you for,
anything.
I mean, just for the stress of the whole thing.
Right.
And, you know, your insurance company, that if you have homeowners insurance, that is something that would be covered. But if you're not honest with them and they don't know that you have that dog.
Yes.
Then, you know, you're not going to be covered.
No, and so, then it would be personal.
Yes.
And then they can go after you personally and it could become a problem. So it was definitely a very unfortunate, sad situation. Luckily, in our case, we don't have to use our homeowners, but we do have it if it became a bigger
issue down the road.
Issue.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Exactly. Like if he doesn't end up getting the feeling back to his foot or surgeries have to happen down the road and you just never know with an injury.
Know. Exactly.
So, you know, again, you know, things that happen to the moms are things that
happen. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously devastating. We love the dog. Thank gosh the dog will get a second chance. Took him back to the pound. They are going to work with him. They're going to try and get him to an appropriate place that he can get hopefully a recovery and be trained in a better situation where people are not coming and going.
Well, and you have to think about it. If he was abused before in the past, he's probably got PTSD.
Right.
I mean, in reality for the dog. And so something about your friend that was there somehow just lit him on fire.
Yeah.
And you know, that can happen. And it's sad. It's because the animal, it's truly not their fault.
Correct.
And they're following animal instincts and something scared him to the point that he probably felt he needed to protect.
Right. I believe because my son was standing behind my friend, I think he felt like he was protecting my son, not realizing that it was okay.
Right.
And you know, it happens. And unfortunately we can't have it happen in our house. So I'm glad that the dog will get a second chance. I'm glad my friend is healing well. But again, being moms,
yes,
we go through the same thing you guys go through. But again, it's so important to make sure that you're protected, that, you know, your friends and family are protected if something like this does happen.
Right. No, absolutely. And, you know, for anybody listening, obviously, we're in this business. This is what we do for a living is loans. And every single client that we work with has to have homeowners insurance. And typically, the same company that would do your homeowners insurance would also do your car insurance. And so we actually have some great companies that we work with, not just one. We've got multiple that we reach out to get, you know, bids and quotes for our clients. And if you have thought about, you know, your insurance coverages, or you don't like the premium that you're paying, or you feel like you could get a better bundled rate between your homeowner's insurance and, you know, putting everything together with your cars, if you would like a recommendation, we'd be more than happy to give that to you. So all you need to do is, you know, give us a call. We're here at the office. It's 844-935-3255. 3634. You can call our office anytime and you can ask us, you know, for the information for our insurance company, and we'd be happy to get you off to there. One of the things to keep in mind as we're talking about homeowners insurance that's really important is that you have all of the right coverages. We have a lot of clients right now because equity is up. You know, homes have gone up in value. Their interest rates are very low right now, so a lot of people are refinancing and they're pulling cash out to do home improvements. And when you do that, you do need to make sure that you're also calling your homeowners insurance company, because those original coverages that you set up when you bought that house, if you do improvements, you know, update your kitchen. It was an expensive kitchen, and you know, those countertops are, you know, now, you know, granite, they're not tile, or you know, all of your flooring's been redone. The cost to rebuild your home is going to be more expensive than what it was when you bought the home. Or if you've added a bathroom, or if you've added a bedroom or any kind of square footage, the cost to rebuild what you've done is far more expensive than what it was when you took that policy. So you want to make sure that you're reaching out to your insurance company and checking in on your coverages. It's something you should do at least once a year. Your insurance policy, they send you a letter in the mail that says you're, you know, we're renewing the policy, you're coming up on expiration. You should be calling your insurance company every single year and doing an update to make sure that you have everything listed. Maybe when you got that insurance policy, you didn't have a dog, but you bought a house, you got super excited, and you went out and you got yourself the family dog. So you need to make sure that your insurance company is aware. Here's another thing that happens. A lot of couples these days are buying a home first, then they're getting engaged and they're getting married. Well, did you buy a ring? Because maybe your jewelry needs to be covered, or maybe you just bought this house and you guys bought that really beautiful painting that you've been waiting for, that house to put that painting on that wall or that piece of artwork. Do you have that insured? You know, if your home was to burn down completely to the ground, do you have enough coverage to get back everything that you need to not only rebuild, but to replace all of your personal items? You know, stuff that you don't think about because you're just moving through life.
Yeah. And you know, Deb makes a good point. So I, many years ago, probably 8-9 years ago, my house was robbed. And I did have, luckily, my engagement ring at the time, my wedding ring, insured. But I had a lot of other jewelry. And when I spoke with the insurance agent at the time, I thought all of that was covered. Well, the only thing that was covered was that wedding ring.
Was that wedding ring?
And the other jewelry was covered, but at a very small amount. So really, when I was robbed and I lost everything, the only piece of jewelry that was covered and was replaced was that wedding ring. And I was really upset because I really didn't understand when it said other jewelry. I thought all my other jewelry was actually covered, and it wasn't. So make sure you're getting a very clear consultation with that insurance agent on what is covered, at what value, and how you get everything individually covered that is of value.
Yeah, because there's a lot of times too where they may ask you to show them pictures of what you had. Yep. They may ask you for the receipts for what you've bought. So it is really, really important, especially in today's day and age. You know, the majority of us have computers. The majority of us have scanners. We can scan that receipt when we buy something expensive, and we can put it in the cloud in a file that is, you know, house receipts, and keep all of those on record so that, God forbid, something did happen, you have that to refer back to be able to send over to that insurance company. So not that we even meant to go into insurance today, but it was catching up with mom. And this is the kind of stuff that does happen, and it happens in life. And, you know, because we're experiencing it, it's important to get it out to the listeners to, you know, remind them of the important things that do happen with your home and, you know, your finances.
Right.
And this was a really important piece. So, you know, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know it was traumatic for you.
It was. And I don't ever want to deter anyone from adopting animals. I've had great luck with most.
Yes, you have. Dooley was my absolute favorite that you had, and that was your pit bull, and he was a rescue, and he was just an amazing dog.
He was amazing, and, you know, he was the best, most lovable dog. And Debbie knows, because she decided when she did watch him for me one time.
I did babysit, and I didn't know he wasn't allowed to sleep in bed, so I let him get up in there and cuddle, and then apparently that started a lifetime of cuddling
in the bed. So, yes. So I have had fantastic animals from shelters, And like I said, 95% of our animals have been from shelters. So I don't want to deter anybody. Please, if you're looking for an animal, go to the shelter first.
Yeah.
But, you know, occasionally you do just get those animals that have just been so damaged.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys need some help, you guys want to talk about your insurance, feel free to give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. We would be happy to get you over to an insurance agent that is just amazing, who can take you through everything that you have, all the way down to those cars, motorcycles, boats, RVs. You've got to have them all insured, every yep. single one of them. And most of the time when you get them all on one policy, you're going to get a much better bundle rate. So if you would like our help, please feel free to reach out and we will get you over to somebody that we do trust, that we've had great luck with, and quite honestly has been very inexpensive in comparison to yes. some of the other policies that we've seen. So feel free to call us. It's 844-935-3634. If you would prefer, you don't want to make the phone call, you want to text me, text the word MOM to 474747. And I am going to explain that a little bit, because I was actually on the phone with a younger woman the other day. And I'm going to say younger because she's younger than me, which isn't hard to do anymore. but you know, being a millennial, didn't know how the texting thing works. So the telephone number that you're going to put into your phone is 474747. So that is the phone number that you're texting. And then in the actual body of the text message, you put MOM. You're going to get a text message back from me after you hit send. And I'm going to say, hi, how you doing? And then you're going to also get the link to my phone app that you can download. But you can just, all you need to say is insurance agent. Give me your name and I will make sure your email address would be fantastic, because I can do a very quick, you know, introduction by email. But if you can give me your name, your email address, and just say insurance agent, I will make sure that I get you put together with an insurance agent that you can talk to, double check all of your coverages and your policies, and, you know, get yourself a new quote and see if we can't save you some money at the same time. So we are going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I want to get into that conventional conforming, conventional high balance, and jumbo, because I want everybody to understand what the differences are. What are the differences in interest rates? What are the differences in loan documentation that you need to do those loans? Like I said, we've talked a lot about VA loans over the last, you know, couple of months. And I kind of feel like that conventional, the conforming, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and even the jumbo investors have kind of, we've let them down a little bit recently.
Right. So. Yeah, I think it's a good time to go into it.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.